This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Many of California's elected officials have been speaking out against President Trump's executive orders on immigration. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced a bill this week to rescind the order limiting travel to the U.S. by some Muslims and refugees. It was blocked by Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton. While Republicans control both houses of Congress, California's delegation looks much different. In fact, according to the LA Times, 40 of the state's 53 representatives in Washington, all Democrats, have expressed their opposition to the executive order via social media or official statements. Representative Jack Speer of Hillsborough said, quote, "We already do exhaustive vetting." Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland said, quote, "This is not who we are." And Representative Mark DeSaunier of Concord called it, quote, "morally reprehensible and unconstitutional." So we wanted to dig into that statement. Is the president's executive order constitutional? So we contacted Julia Harumi Mass, a senior staff attorney with the ACLU of Northern California, who leads their work on immigration rights. KLW's Ben Trefney sat down to talk with her in studio.
With the orders that led to so many demonstrations across airports all over the weekend, what do you see as being legally allowable by executive order and not legally allowable?
So just to back up, in this executive order, he suspended all refugee settlement for the 120 days and indefinitely suspended the refugee resettlement of people from Syria. That raises serious concerns under our obligations under international human rights treaties and is just so contrary to our history as a nation.
I have some statistics on that, actually.
Let's hear them.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, the U.S. resettled almost 70,000 refugees in fiscal year 2013 and granted asylum to another 25,000 plus. And the U.S. is the world's top resettlement country for refugees. Is that correct? Because, I mean, the U.S. isn't even geographically close to a lot of other countries that are dealing with refugee situations right now.
That's my understanding as well.
But that's being reversed almost completely then.
Yes. In addition, the banning of all entries of nationals from seven majority Muslim countries for 90 days and providing that that ban may be extended to additional countries raises a lot of serious concerns. It raises concerns about religious discrimination. Unconstitutional religious discrimination in violation of this country's establishment clause. When he was a candidate, Donald Trump repeated several times that he wanted to have a registry of Muslims, that he wanted to ban all Muslims from entering the United States. When people called foul and said, that's religious discrimination, we don't do that, he backed up and said, oh, no, we're just going to ban people from certain countries, majority Muslim countries. But we know, based on his prior statements, that this is very connected to this anti-Muslim religious intolerance, and that's discrimination, and it's not allowed under our Constitution.
Isn't it blatantly religious discrimination to say we're going to favor Christian
migrants? Definitely.
Migrants?
Yes, definitely. That was a particular aspect of the executive order, is that there will be an exception made for Christians from those countries where you're fleeing persecution based on your Christianity. That's a explicit exception in the executive order, which it would be difficult to be more clear about your religious preference and discrimination.
What do you see as happening from a legal standpoint? ACLU has been filing lawsuits around the country, and the intent, though, of the administration seems relatively clear. Will they end up being able to sort out some sort of legal avenues to reach their goals? What do you see?
I see a big fight. I mean, we're going to have a lot of big fights. It's pretty clear. Donald Trump is taking extreme positions. The cabinet, you know, the folks that he's assigning to lead his administration are taking extreme positions and have taken extreme positions. We see with the first week's worth of executive orders, tremendously illegal and unconstitutional policies, or policies that can only be carried out through enforcement actions that are going to, you know, run roughshod over the Constitution. For example, trying to deport 11 million people is going to require going back to things like workplace raids and neighborhood sweeps and picking people up.
Going back to, you say, when are you referring back to?
Well, the last time we saw big neighborhood sweeps and workplace raids in California or in Northern California that I recall was around 2008. But there was a strong reaction to that. The ACLU at that time got involved by filing a Freedom of Information Act request to try to find out what was going on. I remember I couldn't believe the stories I was hearing from community members. ICE agents were going into apartments in the morning after one person had left and left the door unlocked. ICE agents literally just went right in, rousted people from their beds and from their showers, and brought them together and interrogated them and demanded their papers, and then, you know, packed people up and took them into immigration custody. That was grossly unconstitutional, violated the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. And we pushed back. We pushed back by bringing these practices to light and by talking with elected officials. There was a young boy, a six-year-old from the Canal District in San Rafael, who was a U.S. citizen. He was picked up with his father, and he was held in detention all day. We represented him in a damages case against ICE. And I remember at that time, there were so many school administrators speaking out because the children were just traumatized, and schools had become places where people couldn't learn because there was so much fear and despair. We're gonna fight back. We're gonna fight back against unconstitutional, abusive actions, and we're already preparing. We're gonna make sure that people know how to defend themselves, and we're gonna make sure that people know to document what's happening and to report what's happening so that we can bring those lawsuits. We can bring lawsuits to enjoin those abusive practices.
Julia Harumi Mass is an attorney with the ACLU of Northern California. She spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney. You can hear an extended version of that conversation, including discussions of border policing and sanctuary cities, all at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents. The Trump administration has threatened to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. That includes Oakland, San Jose, and San Francisco. Those cities limit local law enforcement and city agencies in helping enforce federal immigration laws. Yesterday, San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera filed a lawsuit saying withholding that money would be illegal. At a press conference announcing the suit, Herrera said this.
The federal government can't put a financial gun to the head of local and state governments. That remains true no matter who is in charge in Washington, D.C. President Trump's executive order tries to turn city and state employees into federal immigration officers. That is unconstitutional.
So what do you think about so-called sanctuary cities? Do you support the idea, or do you think they should fully cooperate with federal authorities? Call us with your opinions at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106, and you may hear yourself on the air.